So we are continuing to have special classes in eagerness to welcome the Lord, Ram Naomi. I've chosen this particular verse. It's a verse that Srila Prabhupada many times would quote or chant during the appearances of the Lord. So what better way than to follow in the footsteps of a great Mahajan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Janma karma cha madevya evam yovati tatvataha tvatva deinam punajarma naiti mamiti sojuna janma karma cha madevya evam yovati tatvataha Tvatva deham punajarma naiti mamiti sojuna. Others, please. Janma karma cha me devyam yovati tatvataha tvatva deham punajarma. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo viti tatvata tatva deham punajanma naiti mamiti sojuna. Janma karma cha me devyam Vaishnavis. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo viti tatvataha Vaitam deham punajanma jante muham zite sojuna. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yo viti tatvataha tvaitvam deham punajanma Naiti mamiti sojuna. Janma, birth. Karma, work. Cha, also. Me, of mine. Devyam, transcendental. Evam, like this. Yaha, anyone who. Veti, knows. Tatvataha, in reality, tvatva, leaving aside, deham, this body, purnam, again, jarma, birth, na, never, iti, thus attain, mam, unto me, iti, thus attain, saha, he, arjuna, O Arjuna. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Please kindly repeat. One who knows the transcendental nature, one who knows the of my appearance and activity does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna. Purport. The Lord's descendant from his transcendental abode is clearly explained in the sixth verse. One who can understand the truth of the appearance of the personality of Godhead is already liberated from the material bondage, and therefore he returns to the kingdom of Godhead immediately after quitting this present material body. Such liberation of the living entity from the material bondage is not at all easy. The impersonalist and the yogis attain liberation only after much trouble and many, many births. Even then, the liberation they achieve merging into the impersonal Brahma Jyoti of the Lord is only partial, and there is the risk of returning to this material world. But the devotee, by understanding the transcendental nature of the body and the activities of the Lord, attains the abode of the Lord, and after ending this body, does not run the risk of returning to the material world. In the Brahma Samhita 5.33, it is stated that the Lord has many, many forms, incarnations, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam. Although there are many transcendental forms of the Lord, they are still one and the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to understand this fact with conviction. Although it is incomprehensible to mundane scholars and empiric philosophers, as it is stated in the Vedas, Purusha Bodhini Upanishad, Eko Devo Nitya Lila Narukto, Bhakta Vyapi Rida Antar Atma. The one Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally engaged in many, many transcendental forms in relationship with his unalloyed devotees. The Vedic version is confirmed in this verse of the Gita personally by the Lord. He who accepts his truth on the strength of the authority of the Vedas and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not waste time in philosophical speculation and attains the highest perfectional stage of liberation. Simply by accepting this truth on faith, one can without a doubt attain liberation. The Vedic version, Tattva Asi, is actually applied in this case. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna to be the Supreme, or who says unto the Lord, "You are the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead," is certainly liberated instantly, and consequently, his entrance into the transcendental association of the Lord is guaranteed. In other words, such a faithful devotee of the Lord attains perfection, and this is confirmed by the following Vedic assertion. Tam evam vidivati mrityum eti nayam patha vidyate jnanaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth, death, simply by knowing the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. Svetashvartara Upanishad 3.8. That there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, surely in the mode of ignorance, and consequently he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. Such empiric philosophers may assume very important role in the material world, but they are not necessarily eligible for liberation. Such puffed-up mundane scholars have to wait for causeless mercy of the devotees of the Lord. One should therefore cultivate Krishna consciousness with faith and knowledge, and in the way attain perfection. In this way attain perfection. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in the material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnanangana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasma Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So even though I'm considered a so-called old-timer here, I still seek the blessings from everyone to say a few words to glorify Lord Ram and his wonderful activities. Vanchakalpa Tribhishya Kripa Sindhubhya Yevacha Patitonam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. At Bhaktivedanta Manor, we are very, very fortunate to have the personal form of the Lord here, Sitaram, Lakshman and Hanuman. And I was also very fortunate to be here during the installation of Lord Ram along with Sita, Lakshman and Hanuman. Just outside on the front lawn, we had a very, very nice tent. And then there was much anticipation regarding the arrival of Sita, Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman. My duty as a very, very young devotee was we had an abhishek and I had to collect all the water from the abhishek and take it. And in this way, all morning long, I would take this water, put it in big churns, collecting all the water that was bathing the Lord. That was the installation. There's a little plaque commemorating that event over here. And also, just recently, I was very, very fortunate to visit the holy place where the Lord Ramachandra appeared. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we traditionally go to which places? Vrindavan. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, immediately he wanted to go to Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is generally the pilgrimage place that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas want to visit. What other place? Mayapur, of course, because it is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Mayapur is a very, very amazing place. And the other place? Jagannath Puri. The most merciful Jagannath is residing there. And Lord Chaitanya spent 18 years of his life there, and you can visit his place in Gambira, see the holy relics, his Kamandalu, his Pudakas there. So these are the general places. So over my years in Krishna consciousness, these were the places that we would kindly visit. And even though we had Lord Ramachandra here, Ayodhya wasn't normally kind of on the list. Until recently, when Ayodhya was on the map, there's always been a little bit of contention about the Janma Bhumi of Lord Ramachandra. And recently, due to the efforts of the Ram Bhaktas, they built a very, very nice temple. So about 20 devotees from around the manor, we all met in Varanasi, and we made our way towards Ayodhya. We were very, very fortunate that we arrived there. They built a very, very nice, beautiful temple. You can see some nice pictures. And we went there, and as we arrived there, the Raj Bhoga Aarti was going on. And we were very fortunate. Although the queue was moving very, very fastly, They allowed us to stay there for literally half an hour. So we had the beautiful darshan of Lord Ramachandra. Then after the darshan, we came out. And then lo and behold, what was waiting for us? The Rajboga. So there was a big plate of Rajboga. And sure enough, we were all fighting for some prasadam, Mahaprasadam. We got some sweet rice. We got some nice fruits. We got some nice sweets. So in this way, we were doubly blessed. We got the darshan of Lord Ramachandra at ease, peacefully. And then somehow or another, the Lord rewarded us very kindly. And we got some nice Mahaprasadam from the wonderful offering of the Rajboga. When you go there, it's a very, very kind of vibrating of spiritual energy over there. Anyone been over there? So when there's a queue there, everyone is really emerged and eager to see Lord Ramachandra. And you can feel the ecstasy and the people's face are all so eager. And then, as you might know, then I just chanted, Jai Shri Ram! Then everyone all of a sudden, Jai Shri Ram! Spontaneously, everyone shouted. And then I went, Shri Ram, Jai Ram! And everyone was chanting and clapping. And there was like a big commotion and everyone. So it just needed one little kind of a shout of Ram and everyone was in ecstasy. If you also go to Jaipur, Radha Govinda temple, also the same experiences there. If you chant, Govinda, Govinda, and all the pilgrims, they all chant Govinda. So in this way, the congregational chanting is taking place. And even after I left, there was other people chanting, Shri Ram, Shri Ram. So the pilgrims are very, very, very eager to see Lord Ram. So in the next few days, we'll be welcoming the Lord. There'll be a great festivities taking place. So we should also have that eagerness, that mood, which is explained there, utsahan. Krishna consciousness is utsahan, is joyful. Just in the kirtan, everyone was chanting, dancing, very, very happy. It's a joyful process. One devotee said to Prabhupada, oh, I'm not feeling very, very happy in Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada said, because you're not performing with utsahan, with enthusiasm. Sometimes we get into a little bit of a rut, or sometimes when you've been doing it for a long time, we just tick the boxes. We just kind of just go along and not trying to realize how fortunate we are to have this process of Krishna consciousness. So then after visiting Ayodhya, then there's one very, very popular Hanuman temple. So when after the battle of Lanka, everyone went back to Ayodhya, and also Hanuman went back to Ayodhya as well because he didn't want to miss Lord Ram's association. So he stayed over there. So I think it's called Hanuman Gatti. You can go over there, and this is where Hanuman resided. There's some very, very nice pastimes of Hanuman when he resided there in Ayodhya. One was, of course, when Ram was the king, when he was installed king, the king has many, many duties. He's constantly trying to administer the government. He's meeting the heads of the state. He's making sure everyone is happy. Ram had this policy that anyone could literally go and see him. There was a time, place. If anyone had any grievances, if anyone had something to say, it was like they say, an open court. So Lord Ram was very, very busy. So then Hanuman couldn't always be in the company of Ram. So sometimes he would get bored and he would open this door, he would open that door, he would go through this place. And once he just accidentally opened the door and he saw Sita. And he saw Sita getting ready. And then Hanuman, you know, was watching, observing. And then Sita was taking some sindur, some kumkum, and then placing it in the parting of her hair. Then Hanuman found that very, very intriguing. And then Hanuman went to Sita and said, what are you doing? And says, oh, I'm making myself look very, very nice. I'm going to meet Ram for lunch. And then Hanuman said, and what is that red powder you are placing over there? He says, oh, Lord Ramachandra, he likes this very much. Whenever he sees this, he becomes very, very happy. Of course, nowadays in Kali Yuga, married ladies, they don't wear it so much. They think, oh, it's going to make me go bald. It's going to not look very, very attractive. But actually, this sindur has a very significance. The red is very, very vibrant. It attracts cosmic blessings. So when the wife wears this, there's so many blessings out there. It works like an antenna. And then the wife, she picks up all the blessings from the deva. So then Sita explained, that's why I put it. It makes Lord Ram very happy. Of course, the goal of Hanuman is to always please Lord Ramachandra. So then he thought to himself, well, if Lord Ram likes this, why put just a little? So then he got a whole big kind of a basket of it, and he just tipped it over himself. And then he decided to go and see Lord Ram. He thought, if this little bit pleased Lord Ram, imagine how happy he'd be if I'm completely covered. And then there was a council meeting going on, and then Hanuman opened the door, and everyone's head turned, and they all saw this being with all this red, and just the eyes were going opening, and then everyone was looking and wondering what was this. Everyone was a little bit shocked, and then a voice came, Jai Shri Ram. Everyone realized that was Hanuman. And then Ram, of course, being the super soul in everyone's heart, knew what was going on. But the ministers were a little bit surprised. And then he says, Hanuman, what are you doing? Why are you got all this kumkum on you? And Hanuman explained, Sita said that you like this. And I thought, well, if you like this, then I'm going to put loads of it, so then you will like me. Then everyone started laughing, and in this way they were pleased with the humble devotion attitude that Hanuman had. Then from there we went to a place where there's a famous river that goes through Ayodhya. Anyone know this river? So then that place is where Lord Ramachandra caught the boat during the exile time, and then he went across. So you can go to that same place. And there's some deities over there which are very, very ancient deities that you can go and you can have darshan, and then you can also catch a boat and take the same boat that Lord Ram, Sita and Lakshman took, and then they take the boat around a little bit around Ayodhya and things like that. And then you can also go to the place or the palace where Lord Ramachandra lived, where KK was, and you can visit all these holy, wonderful places. After that, then you go a little bit on the outskirts, and then you come to a place called Chitrakoot. So that was one of the places where Lord Ramachandra lived for a little while he was in exile. So Chitrakoot is a little bit like Govardhan Hill. It's a massive big hill. It's got forest. It's got, in those days, they would probably had rivers, streams. It was flourishing. And they had their place a little bit hidden over there. Because at that point, there was all sorts of rakshasas, wild animals and things like that. So you can do parikram just like you can do Govardhan parikram. So this is the place where Lord Ramachandra, Sita, you can go to the place where they had the cave. It's a little bit blocked off, but there's a trail that takes you over there and you can go to that place. You can do parikram. It starts from one place. You visit the deity of Lord Ramachandra and you start to go parikram all the way around this wonderful parvat, this hill. And you can come to this one particular place and it's just like a Govardhan Shila. You've all been to Govardhan Hill, isn't it? We've all seen Giriraj. So the Leela, the pastime goes that for many, many months, Lord Ram, he lived there. And just like Govardhan was offering different fruits, vegetation, grass for Krishna, coward boys, and the calves, the hill was also providing nourishment, food, shelter for Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman. Then at one point, then Ram, he wanted to move further along. He wanted to go to his next destination. Then of course, if you can imagine how the hill felt. And the hill beseeched Ram, please do not go. Please stay here. But the Lord had to carry on moving in his exile. Then the Lord said, many devotees will come and visit these holy places. And I will manifest myself here. And when the devotees come here and offer the offerings to me, whatever desires they have will be fulfilled. So then you can see in the stone, like Giriraj, there's a manifestation of this particular Ishtadev. And many, many pilgrims, they go and offer so many different offerings to the Lord. And they pray whatever their desire is. And as the Lord gave the blessings, whatever your desires are, then the Lord will fulfill it. Then you can go to the place, as we all know, the Ramayana. The Lord was exiled. And then as he went, Bharat was absent during this whole episode. So when he came back to Ayodhya and he found out what had happened, that his mother had banished Ram to the forest, this really, really upset Bharat. So therefore he decided that the kingdom was his now. What was he going to do? He was going to give it back to Lord Ramachandra. So along with the entourage, with the royal insignia, he went, and normally the kingdom has a certain flag. And when you fly that flag, everyone knows this is the kingdom of Kosala Ayodhya. So as Ayodhya was marching, trying to find Lord Ramachandra, then Lakshman, he was always vigilant and he was always guarding Ram and Sita, making sure they were always protected. And you can go to this one little part of the mountain where Ram had what we call a crow's nest. You know what a crow's nest is, anyone? It's a watchtower. So normally it's a little bit high, and then the guard, whoever, he goes over there to make sure there's no enemies, any threat coming. So Lakshman was up there. Then in the distance, he saw some dust, and he saw the flag of what? Ayodhya. Immediately, this brought alarms to Lakshman. He thought, oh my God, not being happy with the kingdom, Bharat has come to finish Lord Ram off. Immediately, Lakshman went, said, Bharat is coming over here. The mind, we know, always overthinks, isn't it? Anyone have that experience? unless you've got it perfectly under control. Sankit, your mind is perfectly under control. So the mind always overthinks. It thinks the worst. Imagine a situation, you're in a room and then the lights go out. A minute before the lights, you know you are safe. But as soon as the lights go off, immediately the mind starts to thinking this, that, you know. So then the mind always overthinks. And generally the tendency of the mind is to think the worst. So then Lakshman also was thinking the situation was the worst. Rather than, oh, Bharat is upset. He's come here for another reason. But Ram, who has complete control of his mind, he knew exactly what Bharat had come for. He didn't come to challenge. He didn't try and pick up a fight. He came here to offer the kingdom back to Lord Ramachandra. So you can go to that place. It's called Bharat Milap. Place where Ram and Bharat met. And as we all know, when Ram and Bharat met, there was tears of ecstasy. They were both very, very happy. Bharat was very, very upset what his mother had done. He tried to convince Ram to take the kingdom, but he didn't want to take the kingdom. So instead, what did Bharat say? What did Bharat say? Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki. So Ram didn't accept the kingdom. So what, ladies, any idea? What was Bharat's mood after he didn't accept the kingdom? Yeah, he says that, please give me your sandals, your padukas. I will be only a regent. I will only be acting as your servant. I won't even take that title. So then that takes us to the next holy place we went to, which is called... No, we just left Chitrakoot. Could be Nandigram. We call it, it's called, so that's the place. So the Ramayana says that Bharat, he did not enter Ayodhya. Because Ram was exiled, he also didn't want to enter Ayodhya himself. So then he found a cave, supposedly. Take it with your Shraddha, your faith. You can go to this cave. And Bharat lived there in this cave. And there's a throne over there with a replica of Ram's padukas. And from there, he had his ministers. And that's how he ruled the kingdom. And because Ram was also in exile, Bharat voluntarily also took it upon himself to live like a hermit. And it's explained that he would do his duties and he would collect some barley and then he would cook the barley in Gomutra and then that's what he would eat. Would you like that for breakfast this morning? The cooks are preparing it. So just imagine that's what Bharat ate. Barley cooked in Gomutra because he felt if Lord Ram is going through this hardship, then I also don't want any royalties and I will also go through this hardship himself. And then around that place, you can go to a place called Hanuman Milap. Anyone know what Hanuman Milap is? I'm trying to act, I know everything. I don't know until about a week ago. that's what I thought at first. Because there's a very nice deity of Hanuman being embraced by a personality, but no. The pastime goes that Bharat said to Lord Ram, as soon as your exile is finished, you need to come back to Ayodhya and take your rightful throne. As we know, time schedules don't always work, isn't it? We have 25 hours of activities to fit in 24 hours. So Ram had a pretty busy schedule. He had to kill Ravana. He had to kill Kumbhakarna. He had to install Vibhishan. He had to too many things, wind things up. So even though the exile was completed, he had to wrap a few things up. So he couldn't leave immediately, which means he was delayed in going to Ayodhya, which means that Bharat was looking at his watch, tick-tock, 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 and wondering when Ram is going to return. How many people have been on a delayed flight? Have you? How many people at ease when it's a delayed flight? How many people in anxiety in a delayed flight? So we always get in unnecessary anxiety. Just recently, my son was catching a flight from Bangalore to London just yesterday. Then his flight got diverted to Saudi Arabia. So you can imagine everyone wondering, oh, dear, what's going on over here, you know? He's safe, I think, I hope. So he's there stuck in Saudi Arabia. So you can imagine all the people just freaking out and wondering what on God's name is going. Of all the places, why did you choose this place for the chai stopover? It was meant to be a direct flight. So delays are causing considerable anxiety for people. So Ram's coming back to Ayodhya was causing anxiety to Bharat, because for the next 14 years, there was no real news coming back to Bharat. Where was Ram? What was happening? Nowadays, at the tip of our fingers, we can find out anything. Communication is so easy with WhatsApp and things like that. But there was no such communication in those days. So then Bharat thought something undesirable must have happened. I'm going to enter into the fire. Ram, anticipating Bharat's mood that he couldn't live without Ram, sent Hanuman in advance as a messenger, like a telegram. So then Hanuman flew in advance before Ram and Sita, and he came to see Bharat, and he said, I know you're in anxiety. I know you're worried if Ram is coming. We have some good news. Ram is returning to Ayodhya. Hari Bol! Jai Shri Ram! Jai Shri Ram! And Bharat was so overjoyed. Bharat was so happy that he embraced Hanuman. And Hanuman, it is explained, is mighty, is vir. But even Hanuman, it's explained, felt the strength and the happiness of Bharat when Bharat was hugging. Have you been in a situation when you're hugging someone and it goes on a little bit longer than you think? And you think, okay, what's going on over here, you know? So this is what Hanuman felt because of the joy of Bharat. And Bharat's tears were flowing. Then naturally, when Hanuman saw Bharat all in ecstasy, then he started crying. Then all the ministers, they all started crying. And everyone was very, very happy. So that was the place was Bharat-Hanuman Milap. So this is a few of the wonderful pastimes that took place around Ayodhya, Lord Ramachandra's amazing pastimes, as explained here in this verse and the purport. It is important that we know these wonderful activities of Lord Ramachandra. I'm not trying to embarrass anyone. I'm not trying to put anyone in a spot. I myself also learning some of these pastimes, or I'm forgotten and remembering. Who are learning some new pastimes here today about Lord Ramachandra? So in this way, we can take a little time, try to remember these wonderful pastimes. So the question is, as explained here, what happens if you know about Lord's appearance? What happens if you know about Lord's pastimes? What do you benefit from trying to know about the Lord's divyam, his pastimes? What benefit do you get? Never come back in this material world. We just have to look at the global situation at the moment. Everyone is a little bit in anxiety. Maybe some of you are not. Hey, Ram, whatever happens, happens. But because we have the mind, we talked a little bit about the mind. We are a little bit anxious what's going to happen. We have a little bit of unscrupulous leaders who are playing trigger happy with little toys they have. They're not the ideal leaders like Lord Ramachandra is. They kind of act upon false ego or ahankara vimudatma. So this material world is not a nice place. It's full of anxiety. It's janma. It's mrityu. Some of us are facing a little bit of old age, diseases. So this place is not a happy place. So Krishna, yudayudahi dharmasya, is coming here on this planet to give us a hint, a ticket, a way out of this world, so that we can be in his eternal pastimes. So the more we know about Lord Ram, the more we know about Krishna, the more we know about Lord Chaitanya and the Lord's divine activities, then the more smaranam we remember, the more our heart is filled with these things, then we become attached to these wonderful pastimes, and then we become free, and it becomes our rightful inheritance that we can go back home, back to Godhead, and be with the Lord. And there's different ways we can associate. There's different rasas in which we can have. So we'll just go through the five different rasas and in connection with Ram, how they all relate. So the first one is Santa Rasa. So in Ram's pastimes, who is Santa Rasa? Prabhu? In Ram's pastimes, who is Santa Rasa? We talked about it just now. We mentioned it a few times, yeah? The mountain, yes. And the padukas. The padukas. Okay, then Santa Rasya. Then what's the next one? Dasya. So who's Dasya in Ram's pastimes? Hanuman ki! So Hanuman is the greatest servant. We got a nice drama depicting how Hanuman is so loyal servant. If you want to see this pastime, you can come 4:30. A little bit quick, cheeky advertisement. So that's Hanuman, he's a servant. Okay, then after Dasya is what? Sakyaras, yeah? So then who is in Sakyaras? Sugriva, yes? Vibhishan, yep. Okay, then from Sakya we go to? Vatsalya, who's Vatsalya? Kaushalya, Dasarath, KK, yep. I mean, we might laugh about it, but actually Lord Ramachandra took no offense at what KK did. If someone does something not so nice to you, we take offense. But Lord Ramachandra, not one iota of hate towards Kaikeya. A lesson to be learned. And then from Vatsalya, the last one is Madhurya, and who is Sita Devi. And Ram had a very special vrat in Madhurya, which is Ek Putni Vrat. Only one wife. Interesting, quick pastime. Some of the sages felt a little bit Madhurya, but they were giving the benediction to come later on. Okay, that's a different story. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, we'll stop over here. We hope you got transcendentally immersed into the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. And we hope you also never take birth again in this material world and go to the abode. Although we are primarily trying to go to Vrindavan, although we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are connected with Radha and Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, some devotees are also connected to Lord Ramachandra. So if that's your Ishtadev, if that is your Siddha Pranali, there's nothing wrong. Two personalities in Ram who are not in Krishna's Siddha Pranali, who are they? And I'm Lord Chaitanya's pastime, sorry. Murari Gupta, yeah, Murari Gupta. They tried to convince him to be into Krishna, but he just couldn't. Why? Because he is? And none other than? Hanuman. Hari Hari Bol. So you can't convince Hanuman to be a Krishna Bhakta because... And then there's one more. They tried to convince him to be a Krishna Bhakta, but his Ishtadev was Ram. Who is that in Chaitanya Leela? Shri Rup Sanatan Bhattara Guna. Now, who's the brothers of Rupa and Sanatan? Anupam. Anupam was a brother, not so much heard of, but he was the brother of Rupa and Sanatan. But he was always into Ram, 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 Ram. Yeah? Correct? Mistaken? Okay. Have to be careful what you say on this seat. So yeah, Rupa and Sanatan, they also tried convince him, but they noticed that his Shraddha was very, very strong for Ram. Thank you very much for your time. I've gone a little bit over. Last time probably they asked me to give class. Thank you very much. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Nittai Go Premanandi. All of you ki.
His Grace Jai Krishna Prabhu ki.